Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In her presidential campaign, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is pledging to focus her fundraising appeals on small donors. People like this Kentucky woman who received a thank you call from Senator Warren after donating $5.
Oh my God, you actually called. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to cry.
Oh.
And thank you so much for fighting for us.
To keep the focus on small donors, Senator Warren says she won't grant any sort of special access to wealthy donors who make large contributions. For a look at how this decision might affect Warren's campaign and her competition with the grassroots fundraising powerhouse, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, we spoke with Alan Solomon. Solomon is dean of the Jonathan Tisch College of Civic Life at Tufts University and is a longtime Democratic Party fundraiser. Solomon says Warren's decision is both daring and risky.
It was certainly a bold decision. It is consistent with her overall message, but it's also very risky. You know, it remains to be seen how it will work out for her.
Elizabeth Warren has not revealed how much money she's taken in since she announced her presidential candidacy. Federal election year-end filings show she collected about $300,000 in the hours after she launched her exploratory committee at the new year. Bernie Sanders, on the other hand, raised nearly $6 million in a single day when he entered the race last week. Can Warren hope to touch numbers like that?
Well, Bernie Sanders has a list of about 2 million names, and the largest list by far of any of the candidates or would-be candidates. Presidential campaigns are very expensive, and they have historically relied on personal contributions up to the maximum amount of $2,800. That did begin to change with Howard Dean in 2004 and then Obama in 2008. And Bernie Sanders was the first presidential candidate who relied exclusively on internet contributions and smaller donor contributions. But it's not clear that the market has changed that much for any other candidate to do what Sanders did.
Is this move, in your view, a pure reflection of her values or a political calculation that this is what Democrats are going to want in this race?
I think it's both. Democrats are appalled by the Citizens United decision by the Supreme Court and by the amount of money that's been going into campaigns. And the Democratic position has been we can't unilaterally disarm, and so we have to raise a lot of money ourselves. But there is a movement to take big money out of politics. And what's interesting is it's happening organically and not legislatively. And certainly Bernie led the way in 16. I also think it's tactical. And, you know, she's also saying, I'm going to try to differentiate myself.
In her 2018 Senate election, Warren was a fundraising powerhouse, and she still had about $11 million in the bank at the end of this past December. Do you worry, though, that being an effective fundraiser as a Senate candidate does not necessarily translate into being an effective fundraiser for your, in this case, 2020 presidential campaign?
Well, that happens to be true. You know, people don't lose presidential campaigns during the primary season. They run out of money. And if you look at the Republican races in 2016, there were a number of senators there, and I don't think they were able to raise the kind of money necessary to sustain a national effort, despite the fact that they might have been prolific fundraisers in their home state. But I will say that Senator Warren was one of the most prolific fundraisers in the country for other candidates over the last few years, and she traveled the country raising money for other candidates, especially for the Senate. That fundraising came by and large from the kind of donors that would show up at an event to see Elizabeth Warren, and she's made a decision that they're going to forego that.
Alan Solomon, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
It was a pleasure to be with you, Bob.
Alan Solomon has been a longtime Democratic Party fundraiser. He's currently dean of the Jonathan Tisch College of Civic Life at Tufts University.